On today's episode, we are going to be talking about love, materialism, and marriage, and the people that, you know, kind of get those things confused and crossed or whatever. Also, we're going to dig into a little bit of this R. Kelly situation since he's getting sentenced and stuff. So it's going to be a really good show. Stick around. We'll see you after the intro. Space Gang, welcome to a brand new episode of the BK Spades Show. I am your host, the BK Spades, and I'm here with my very lovely co-host,
Novocaine, baby.
It was close enough. You had a wild weekend. It's okay. We can excuse it. I almost forgot my whole name a second ago, so we're rusty. We're really rusty. Space Gang, do me a favor, head over to www.thebkspadeshow.com. That's www.thebkspadeshow.com. That's SPADEZ, not space. I know a lot of people have been thinking space. It's not space, it's spades. Like
it's
space.
Definitely space.
Like space part with a Z. But anyway, also do us another huge favor. Novocaine, tell them where they gotta go.
Head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a rated review, a rating and a review so we can know where to grow, where to glow, where to go.
All that good stuff. Yeah, and make sure you head over to that website again because, you know, we got blogs, the show audio and video, and we got a merch shop, and we're going to have new hoodies coming really, really soon, like really soon. Pay attention to our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and all that good stuff.
Facebook.
You know what? Just say Twitter. Pay attention to the Twitter. Since Facebook and Instagram was having, and WhatsApp was having a bit of an issue. We're going to talk about that on a deeper level on another day. But
hilarious, though. That blackout was hilarious. Okay.
It was hilarious. It was like 5 or 6 hours. People was panicking.
Yeah.
A lot of people lost some money, including Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Man lost like almost 7 billion.
Man
lost, you know, just a quick tidbit from this whole thing. He lost the entire salary of the NBA. Just that's the type of money that man is rocking, right? Crazy.
The entire salary of the whole NBA?
More than the entire salary.
More.
Like plus and pluses. After their salary, you got to put a lot of pluses to catch up to that guy. Crazy, right? Crazy. And he's the number two most visited website, like, of all time right now. Like,
yeah.
It's whatever number one is, and then Facebook. So that's a very powerful dude with a lot of... I'm sorry, I said we're going to talk about
it. You said we was going to talk about it later. That's why I'm just over here biting my tongue.
I'm sorry. It's just so much. Y'all, the reason I want to talk about it today is because it's so much.
We've missed you guys, first and foremost. I would like to apologize for this rusty-ass, crusty-ass voice I have on this episode today. I have been living a very lit lifestyle this past couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. You have been wilding. You just been everywhere.
Hashtag super wild.
You know what, though? I definitely want to apologize for the episode not happening last week. That was on me. My week before that and last week has been very hectic. A whole lot of just craziness going on. I lost someone in my fam, not my immediate fam, but she may as well have been. I loved her as if she was my auntie. She was a dope person, and I don't want to dwell too much on that, but love you, Lisa. We're gonna miss you, and we're gonna move on because I don't want to get emotional.
My condolences once again, and you already know we got a squad behind us. There's already a lot of love out there for you from me and a lot of other folks, so you already know we spoke. We're only human, you know.
Yeah.
And there's only so much that we can take and can handle it at one time. And we still trying to grind too. Like these last couple of years have been real life.
For real. I just seeing like all my fam, the way they've been reacting to things. Mm-hmm. It's just like, man, that it's been a really, really harsh long couple of weeks. But anyway, we're going to move on because I don't want to dwell on any of that. We're definitely going to talk about your whole thing you had going on this weekend after we talk about this main part of the show. We want to switch things up. I know we do small talk and stuff at the beginning, but today I kind of want to jump into the subject, you know, so we're just going to try a different format. Y'all hold it down with the Space Gang. We're going to do things a little different. So are you ready to jump into this?
Of course.
Space Gang, I would ask you.
I've been ready for this one.
Space Gang, I would ask you, but you really don't have a choice because you're listening after we do this. So, on Facebook, I came across a post and I thought it was really, really interesting. And I was like, Nova, I sent it to Nova Kane, and I was like, we got to talk about this on the show. So I'm going to read the post really quick, and then, and we're going to discuss it a little bit. I'm going to kick it to you after I read the post. I'm going to let you respond first, because I think you probably got more to say than I do. So here we go. This young lady, the post was sent on a Friday, apparently, because that's what the date says. she says, and I'm reading word for word here, so bear with me. Stop disrespecting these women and asking them to marry you with these 1-carat rings. If you cannot afford a ring, and in parentheses, she has 3-carat or better at approximately $3,500, you cannot afford a wife. I don't know what 3-carat or better is $3,500. Y'all know that? Well, she definitely didn't go to Jared's. Or he didn't go to Jared's. Whoever was rocking with, I'm not supposed to be saying it. Let me get back to this fact. Okay, I'm gonna start over on the reading part.
Hey, yeah, I wasn't ready, and then in my head, I was like, yeah, every kiss didn't begin with K. All
right, we gotta stop. All right, we sorry, y'all. Hold on. I'm gonna wait for Novocaine to get it together over there.
I got it.
You good? You ready?
Yeah.
All right, we'll start over. Here we go. Stop disrespecting these women and asking them to marry you with these 1-carat rings. If you cannot afford a ring 3-carat or better at approximately $3,500, you cannot afford a wife. She goes on to say, it's bigger than being materialistic. It's about being able to see with your third eye. Not your one and two, but your third eye. It's about being able to read in between the lines. Marriage is a business. Y'all hear that? Because marriage is a business, whether y'all like it or not. Then she did the whole, hands up emoji. Disney messed y'all heads up with the happily ever after in quotes phrase. You cannot start a business without some type of financial backing! Exclamation point. And this is in all caps right here, you guys. What can we do for each other? Question mark. Exclamation point. If you don't have enough money to spend on an inanimate object, such as a ring, you are not ready to be investing in a business. Parentheses. I.e. marriage. Get back to the drawing board.
Ooh. Mic drop. Right. She dropped the mic when she said that.
Hey, when she got there typing this, but her fingers was hot.
Boy.
Her fingers was burning. She shut that shit down with this whole get back to the drawing board. Woo. What do you think about that?
Okay. First and foremost, I didn't take any of it seriously because, as you know, I've been dying from the first moment she said she got the 3-carat for $3,500. Like,
right? Yo, people was in the comments like, "Come on, man."
Excuse me.
Right.
But on one side, and this is unfortunate for like reality of things. Perception is one thing, so. Her thought of marriage, that's what she believes in. Maybe she was trolling. I don't know. Who's to say? But that's what she believes in, you know? We don't have to agree with it.
No.
But It's hilarious because, girl, first of all, do you know how many women are even getting proposed to these days and times?
It's slim, especially in black women. Statistically, black women are low on that whole marriage thing. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. And you're talking about he has to have at least 3 kids. There's some women out here that wouldn't mind one of those little gumball rings. Right. And you just did something from your heart, like take her to your favorite place, her favorite place, or propose to her at the first place you guys met or something. I'm just throwing out hints because some men act like they need help with something. I don't know what's going on, but that's another story. But it sounds like there's a lot of ungratefulness in there as well. Also, there are a lot of people that look at marriage as a business, unfortunately. Like, and I guess in many ways, marriage could be a business. I'm not married. I'm still single out here in these streets. So I honestly don't know what the rules are supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. The rules in quotes.
The rules in quotes. Because, I mean, I just feel like if anything that works for you and your partner works for you and your partner.
Absolutely. I agree with that, actually.
So I just don't understand. Like, I mean, hey, if that's what her perception of marriage is, of course she's going to go viral because it's a little bit crazy. Like, what?
You know, after I learned how Facebook worked recently in these past few days, it's bound to happen.
Somebody's going to do it. And, you know, materialistic things only last for but so long. If you don't have anything that's going to appreciate and value, why are you even spending your money on it? That's something that we have to talk about during our financial talk because I have a lot to say about it.
Oh, we're gonna get into all that eventually. You know it's coming.
Oh yeah, the back end of this season about to go off. Spoiler alert.
But we got like 5-6 more episodes to just
spoiler alert.
To just really dig deep into some real societal issues.
And we're getting back into it, gang. We're getting back into it. But anyway, back to what we were talking about. We just had to, you know, pop out a little collar a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I just can't agree with wanting to be with someone because of what their pockets look like.
True.
I just can't agree with it. That's definitely not for me. I can't agree with it. I understand not wanting someone that's poor or someone that doesn't have ambition or whatever the case may be where you look like you can't even take care of yourself. I can understand that. But if he has to spend $3,500 on the 3 kids, where she go? She got that from Hustle Man. Pick up the music.
That's in my head. Thanks. Thanks, Mother King. Thank you.
And now think about him playing that damn kazoo. But nah, man, I just don't understand why people are like that. I don't. I don't know if it's because I always live through my heart. Yeah. You know, like I just never understood the whole, oh, I'm going to have sex to get the money from him, or I only want to deal with guys that make this amount of money. And then sometimes the women don't even be hitting on shit.
For real. I'm like, if you're going to complain about someone not having enough money, then what money are you bringing in? Like, we're living in a society now where for a lot of people, it literally takes two to survive. Mm-hmm. And you're going to this Kevin Samuels, A-plus player style, looking for, you know, the top-notch dudes. It's not for everybody. Everything is not a monolith. But at the same time, if you go back in time and you look at your grandparents, and not just your grandparents, but the women and men from that era, 9 times out of 10, statistically, it was a lot of unhappy individuals back there.
Mm-hmm. And there was so much angriness going on.
Yeah. And I know you were like, but their marriage made it. It did, but when you start hearing the family stories from the past and the stories that's been passed down and the stories from the neighbors and stuff, absolutely none of those people hardly was happy.
It made it off of what, survival?
It was all about survival.
It made it off of what, because it was cheaper to keep her?
Yeah.
Now let's get real.
And when you say survival, and I understand, yes, because of where we were as a people, as a whole, yes, survival was top notch for us. And it absolutely was. So I'm not entirely blaming our grandparents, but the point of it all was they lived that life so we wouldn't have to. Like now we don't have to have the survival marriage anymore. We can move on and we can use love as a basis for our marriages.
Too many people think that love is a weakness though. Too many people think that love is a weakness.
But it's not though. Like,
it's the highest vibration we can feel as humans.
Right? And I don't understand why a lot of people wouldn't want that. I mean, I understand why some people wouldn't want that. It could be a family history, it could be what you learned, it could
True. Because a what lot you intake. True. A lot of people's definition of love can be different too. And like you said, their upbringing. Like their parents probably were extremely abusive to them, but they said that they loved them.
Yeah.
That's not love.
And then you might not have a two-parent home, so your definition of love might be what the neighbor's definition of love was, or your friend's parents' definition of love, and their love wasn't exactly, you know, because there's so many different types of love. And you might see them having a whole lot of money and living happily, but you may not have seen the interruptions of that. Or a lot of our parents didn't share the workings of their financial background either. You know, they were either struggling or surviving, but they weren't exactly explaining to you why these things were like they were. So, you know, her parents may be happy and they may be well off. And the part that she seen the most was mom and dad exchanging gifts, or mom and dad talking about the luxuries of having their money. And they may not have been an affectionate family. So it could be a number of things, you know? But for me, on a personal level, I revel in knowing that my relationships, marriage, friendships, all of that are always based in love. I've never been a conditionary gift type of person. So anything you get from me always starts in the basis of love. Although money is a very important financial pillar in a marriage, don't get me wrong, it is one of the pillars and it is a very important aspect, but it shouldn't be,
you have to survive, it shouldn't be the main.
You do have to survive, and
it should be definitely top three, but it doesn't have to be number one. It shouldn't be number one.
Yeah, and I almost, well,
and then you have to right. Do
I think number three is a good one.
Yeah, because I feel like love and trust is number one.
Yeah. Love, trust, of course. But I kind of, for me, that's kind of like, if I don't trust you, marriage-wise, like.
If I don't trust you, you can't love them? Exactly. If you can't trust someone, you can't love them. I could feel
that. Not in that way. Not in the relationship way. I love people that I don't trust now, but ain't married to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
So I guess.
I feel you.
Just playing advocate a little bit. It could be both. But financial shouldn't be the only most important pillar of anything. If you were going in your relationship first, about money first, like, then.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10 is not going to work, because what happens when the money is gone? What happens if the money is not enough? What happens if all the bills are paid, but you don't have any pocket money?
Mm.
What happens if your partner is gambling the money away?
Mm.
What happens when you can't get that money? Then you have to do other things outside of the marriage to get that money. These are things that people go through on an everyday basis. Legally, illegally, is the money that important?
Yeah.
Is it? You know? So if that's the case, then what do you base your relationship on next? Because you sure as hell didn't go into it with love. You were there for the benefits of whatever your partner can do. Mm-hmm. What happens when your partner can't make money? Mm. You know, they might be sick. Legs might be broke. Anything can happen.
God, why did you just say that?
I'm just
God, forgive me for laughing, but I wasn't I was not ready just
that. I am just throwing out scenarios. I do agree with the whole marriage is a business, because technically it is ran like a business. Legally, it's a business.
Legally, you know? But you shouldn't like sit there and dwell in that.
No, hell no. No. If you don't have any love in your marriage, what are you doing? What are you doing for?
What are you doing?
Like,
what was the last couple of sentences she said in that after the business part? Because I think I hit all the points that she was trying to make.
Let me see. Let me go back. Well, basically, the last sentence was get back to the drawing board.
Oh, not get back to the drawing board. That's right. She did say that.
If you do not have enough money to spend on an inanimate object such as a ring,
and exactly,
you are not ready. But
that's the part that made me feel like she was trolling, because inanimate objects, so you literally know that this object has really no value after you spend the money on it. There's not that much value other than your feelings for it.
First of all, the only reason the engagement diamonds, let's just talk about diamonds as a whole. The only reason anybody even gives a damn about the diamond is because of a marketing campaign for, and I think it was either Neiman Marcus or one of them big ones that's been around for a long time. They was the first one to come out and say diamonds are a girl's best friend. I might be wrong on that company, but it's one of those real old diamond companies. It's the same thing with Coke and Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. They marketed these things to you. The marketing campaign was good as hell, and then it became a part of society as a whole. Really, your diamonds and any rock you have on your finger is worthless. The only reason it's worth anything is because somebody, an industry, collectively says this is worth something to you, and then they came out and marketed to men and saying, if you do not give this to your wife or the person you love, then you are not shit. And as you can see, the marketing is so good that guess what? Stop disrespecting these women and asking them to marry you with these one-carat rings. This is how we get to this.
First of all, as a woman, and I know a couple of women that are with me on this, but I'm not a fan of diamonds. The history behind diamonds, I'm not here for it.
Yeah, blood diamonds is a thing, people.
It's a huge thing. Every single diamond that has come out of Africa is pretty much a blood diamond. So if it's not grown in a lab or whatever, it's more than likely a blood diamond. I'm not here for it. Not here for it at all. So when I learned that history, and first of all, diamonds can only grow in Africa. So when I found out that they were doing this on this continent, where they can only grow, I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I was like extremely upset. And I think I learned about them. I was very young, maybe about 11 or 12 years old.
Yeah.
And I've never been a fan of diamonds. Like, I think they're pretty, but I don't ever want to own one in my life.
If I'm being honest, I don't care for jewelry as a whole. I like my watches, but it ain't got to be like some precious, rare material. I mean, I know cell phones and watches, especially your little smart watches now, are full of these things.
I know I said I was going to wait until the financial conversation, but I'm going to have to say it right now.
Well, go ahead and say it then.
Dear Black people, please stop wasting so much money on worthless items when we could be spending money to get these laws changed for real. A real mic drop.
I mean, but you can get back to the drawing board with that one too.
To the drawing board with that one.
But I do agree with you. We definitely have to start using our resources better. This is why I respect Jay. There are aspects of Jay-Z that I don't respect. And then there, the man got a flawed history. We know this. But then, also, we're going to talk about that in the R. Kelly segment later. But also, he does drop a lot of knowledge about wealth. Him and Master P and any other big black mogul, they always tell you the first thing you need to do is to put the money back into your community. Mm-hmm. It's to buy your community. Get with your friends and buy the community. I've seen so much more of that now, and it ain't us that's doing it. You know, these people, it's other cultures and races out here in the world, and this is not a black versus white versus Mexican versus Japanese and then that, you know, Asian, whatever. That's not what this is. I'm just pointing out the fact that these people were able to come together and pool their money together, and then they go buy into these neighborhoods and invest. They're investing together as one, and we are still out here worried about how good I look in these shoes. And don't get me wrong, I'm not being hypocritical, because I do like
3 carat
and 3 carat diamonds.
I'm gonna keep saying that.
I'm just saying, I like my shoes. I like my shoes too now. Don't get me wrong. I go crazy for a good pair of Ewens, but
yeah, but I also understand when people have a whole $10,000 worth of shoes and don't even own a house.
That's not me. I don't have $10,000 worth of shoes. I got maybe like 3-4.
You're buying these full bred animals for stats and don't own a car. Like, but it's just certain things.
I do know a cat back home. That man buys dogs all the time, but he also breeds them and then he sells them. So if you hustling like that, I ain't got nothing against you. And I'm not, and also we're not a monolith. You can do what you want with your money, but
yeah, do what you want with your money, but it would just be nice to have a real change in the world.
It would be nice. And that is probably
would be nice.
A whole...
And the only way we could change the laws are with money.
Well, that's true. We definitely got to get into our own lobbying practices, and we got to change it from the inside. But we're on another tangent. Let's get back to this passage of this young lady, because I also want to point out because I found something interesting here,
that
she was fussing about the whole 3-carat ring. But then the next sentence after that first one, the first two, she goes, it's bigger than being materialistic. See, this is where the confusing thing of the enemy got y'all. See, I need y'all to be, you know, I'm saying, let that go. You know, you can't have it both ways. You either want to be gold digging material or you don't. Like, you can't be both. And I'm not calling her gold digger. I'm talking about the culture as a whole. She might be one. I don't know. I don't want to call her that. But I'm just saying, that's a gold digger's mentality. And men can be gold diggers too.
Yes.
And we are. There's a bunch of us out here in this world. Nah, I ain't going to say that. But
not you being a gold digger.
Not me, no. excuse me?
You better not be. I clip you up.
Yeah, I can't do it. I couldn't do it. I don't even know where to start with that.
I don't know. It's just, it's way.
How do you stumble into that?
I know how we don't talk, like, we talked about gender roles a lot, but that's one thing I told you, like, that's just something some things I just don't agree with. And one of those things is just.
Gold digging?
A man, I don't agree with gold digging at all, but a man being a gold digger is even worse.
I don't know. Like, have you seen any reality TV shows? How do we not have a house husband's, like, an actual house husband show at this point? Like, how
it
is that? It's so many. I just feel like, look, I'm not advocating for it, but I'm just saying, as equality goes, it's kind of unfair we don't have a house husband show, like a House Husbands of Atlanta.
Where's that at?
Yeah, VH1. What's the dude name? Andy, the dude from, what is it? Oxygen or something? Oh, whatever. I don't know. My wife be watching this stuff.
Andy Cohen?
Yeah, Andy Cohen. First of all, that hustle is on a whole nother level, man. Mm-hmm. That dude just out here going to cities like, do you want to be on the show? Do you got friends? All right. Housewives of just some random city in a whole nother state. You don't even know, but you're going to watch it anyway. We're on the tangent, but I'm just kind of sad by that one statement, though. Like, she was like, it's bigger than being materialistic, but then she gonna tell you to listen, to open your third eye And then I opened my third eye and I was like, wait a minute. How you gonna say I gotta buy this expensive ring, but then tell me it's not about being materialistic? It's about business. If it was about business,
wouldn't
want me to buy a $3,500 3-carat ring.
If it was about business,
you would want me to save the money?
Storefront. Right. Buy me 3,500 acres.
Facts.
What the fuck is she talking? I'm sorry.
I don't know what she's talking about. I am mad. And then she gonna blame Disney. It ain't Disney. It's VH1, MTV, OWN, Oxygen, Lifetime. They keep telling y'all that you gotta have so much money to be happy when that is not true. And I want to move on from this because we do have a whole nother part of the show. So I'm just gonna say this. Why not find somebody you can build with instead of somebody you want to latch on to? Like, your relationship would be so much stronger if you build with someone. Y'all can come in. I can come in with a little money. You can come in with a little money. We can put our money together, start a business or something, and then grow it into an empire together. Why not do that? Do that first.
What are we talking about?
Well, we're gonna have to get you some tea and some lemons, girl.
I was fake crying too, so I know that shit came out real bad. It felt like it came out real bad. But that's what I be talking about. Like, what? Why be a leech? Why not be able to build? Because when you build together, the payoff is so much better.
Yeah. Yeah, and then again, you know, people be like, well, what about prenups? And, you know, man, that's a whole nother story, though. Because sometimes I'd be like, you don't need it. But then other times I'm like,
I heard about them.
I don't know. You marrying that girl? Like, when you hear celebrities get married, you be like, I don't know. Jennifer, maybe you need to get that prenup first, though. Because I know you've been with a few people. So, you know, you got some money, though.
She got married before?
I don't know.
Or she just like that?
She be almost married.
Didn't she get married to Alex Rodriguez? They weren't married?
Man, I don't know.
She was married to...
I supposed to know this.
Wasn't she married to the twins dad? What's his name? You know his name.
Enrique Iglesias.
No, you racist, because she ain't never date him.
She dated Mark somebody. Mark Sanchez.
Mark Anthony.
No, I think you might be right. Wasn't it Mark Anthony?
Google.
I thought it was Enrique. How you gonna call me racist because I said Enrique?
Because they all like Latino.
I like Enrique. I thought it was
Mark Anthony. But let me see if they was married.
I said Mark Anthony. You told me I was wrong. Hold on. Did I say Mark? I did say Mark Anthony. That was right.
They were married. She was married. See? To him.
I totally knew that.
No, I knew it. And I said Mark Anthony because I was like, one of our listeners know. And then I thought about it and then it dawned on me that said Mark Anthony.
I said Anthony. And if this was Jeopardy, I would have got the points. They're my points and I'm taking them. Anyway, we're moving on because we got to talk about your little music vacation you had this weekend.
Not just this weekend. Since the last time we recorded, I've had a lot going on. I was able to go to Philly. That was very fun. It was lit.
Let's start with SmackDown before we get into music news. Talk about it for briefly. I don't need a whole show about Big E or something.
First of all, I am a true wrestling fan all over again. I feel like I'm in the fourth grade all again. I'm ready for to go play No Mercy right now.
Don't you even been outside cross-chopping people talking about second, have you?
Yeah, a little bit. SmackDown was freaking amazing. This is my first time going to SmackDown. I've been to Raw twice, and now I'm just waiting to go to the pay-per-view now. So... it was amazing. It was so fun. I'm lit. That's why I don't have a voice today because I actually had two events. That was Friday night. I booed the hell out of Charlotte Flair. You know how, you know, I already said anything about Ric Flair is boo for me. So it got a little quiet, and I was like, they kept on saying the woos and things, and I was like, and Charlotte was leaving out of the ring, and I was like, boo, your dad's a pedophile. And you can hear me on SmackDown. Yeah.
You ain't shit. I mean, I don't know if he is or not, but them rumors for a minute there was swirling hard, boy. After that episode.
After that episode too.
What was the name of the doggone show? If I hadn't thought about it, I would have had it. Something about the ring. Dark Side of the Ring. There we go. Boom. On Vice.
I haven't watched that yet. That's something.
Hey, listen. Hey, y'all, Space Gang. If you are a wrestling fan of old school wrestlers, don't watch the show. Don't watch this show because you're going to be mad all over again. You'll be like, but I used to like him, though. But I can't like him because this man was out here just abusing people, man.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's true. I'm just saying that's what they said on the show. Go watch it for yourselves.
I also, like, was very, very happy. And, like, because, like, you know, I'm in love with Roman Reigns. And I was just sitting
Oh, my gosh.
Hey. You acknowledge the tribal chief, okay?
I acknowledge the tribal chief. He is great, but I don't care about his looks. That's not in my department.
He's a really great wrestler as well, and his character is amazing right now. Like, him and the Usos was hilarious. Seeing Brock Lesnar go ham though.
What do you think about Man Bun? Brock though.
I've never been a really big fan of Brock Lesnar, but I guess he all right, I guess.
I'm just saying, like, do you prefer the old Brock Lesnar or Brock Lesnar with the man bun? Like, which one would you like? Man bun Brock Lesnar?
I like the man bun Brock Lesnar because I actually like him more of a wrestler after the whole MMA thing. Like, he's like a better wrestler to me now.
Oh, yeah. You know what, though? I got to say this because you wasn't watching wrestling. Man Bun Brock has only been here a couple of weeks. Yeah, beforehand he was still regular looking Brock. Now he left and went away. Yeah, he left for a couple of months.
When SummerSlam, didn't he have a man bun?
Yeah, that was the return of Brock, and we were like, Man Bun Brock. You know, he seems more loose now with the man bun recently here though.
Yeah, well, I didn't really I haven't really been watching like that in the past couple of years.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, when he came back at SummerSlam this time, that was the first time we all seen him with the man bun. This is a whole different version of
Brock. This is a whole different Brock. I like the character, though. I do like the character. And then, like, all this back and forth between how he's, like, my friend Paul Heyman. I love that shit. Paul Heyman is even uglier in person.
Hold on. How dare you? Paul, you are a legend. And we will not stand... We would not stand for the disrespect of your looks here.
He is, but the wise man should. I wish he'd get beat up by now. But anyway, them super punches that was going. Oh, never mind. You didn't see that part. There was a main event.
Dark match stuff.
Yeah, there was a main event after the main event.
It's called dark matches, people. It's a dark match after this.
A dark match. Thank you. It was amazing. It was a 3-on-3. Roman Reigns and the Usos, the Bloodline, against Drew McIntyre and Street Profits. So Street Profits like actually wrestled twice. Didn't they win? I think they won.
Don't nobody care about Drew McIntyre no more.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Drew McIntyre either.
Drew, go home and just leave for like a week and a half, please.
Lost it when Edge came out. Like, you just don't understand. Like, fourth grade me was definitely losing it this past Friday.
Edge is great.
I love me some Edge.
I will always have respect for the Edge man. Most definitely.
So then last night I was able to go see Jermaine Cole. All
right, tell us. Hold on. This is we are now entering, ladies and gentlemen, into the music news now. I know Novocaine didn't tell you that. So I'm telling you now, welcome to the music portion of the show, where we'll be rounding it out. So now I'm going to hand the mic back over to Novocaine.
I like how you did that. You did the ultimate radio voice just now when you hit that just now. That was ultimate.
Hey, I was supposed to say, wait a minute, hold on.
Oh.
To the pickup truck with the license plate 64513, Virginia Tech, you're a license wrong.
Man, fuck Virginia drivers. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me, listeners.
You.
They're not foot lovers.
Okay. But anyway. Okay. What happened at the J. Cole concert?
It was amazing. This was the second time I actually seen J. Cole, and I loved it. Like, I'm a huge fan. He performed his entire The Offseason album, and of course he did his hits, and he did a couple of songs with 21 Savage as well, because he was there. Also, Boss was there, so they did, Boss did, I think, two songs, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I only knew one, and that's the something about the drop top, bitch stop playing with me, I think, that song. Mm-hmm. And it's lit because Mark and RDC World is in the video. I almost thought I was like,
Mark Anthony was there?
Yeah, Mark Anthony there? Yeah. No, Mark and RDC World were in the video. So yeah, it's lit.
Can we talk about R. Kelly now? Oh, was you done with the concert?
I cried at the concert. One little tear. Why? Drop. It was just so much joy. Like, we talk a lot about mental health and things, and like, I've just finally like felt all the way comfortable with myself again. And it was just a beautiful moment. Like, the energy was right. Everybody was into the concert. J. Cole did an amazing job. It was just a full circle moment, honestly.
Yeah.
And I'm getting ready for my 31st birthday. So it was just beautiful.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. You know, all I did these past couple of weekends was my daughter's the funeral, of course.
Yeah.
Before we went there, we had to make a stop that morning for my daughter's gymnastics. You know, she's first year on the team, and they did their thing. I think they got second place overall. So
hey, because we didn't even talk about it.
My bad. I didn't want to like drown you. She got like 4 medals. So you know, it was a great event for her.
Mm-hmm.
But we definitely got to talk about this R. Kelly before we go, because it's been hot button news and
Robert.
First, chill. Hold on. Watching the clips from the protest outside the courtroom. Boondocks absolutely caught that moment. I think Boondocks might be the new census right now. At this point, I'm just waiting for Martin Luther King to show back up, because these people was really outside protesting, playing R. Kelly's music. Like, yo, what the? I'm outdone.
Listen, this is the craziest thing about R. Kelly. He could have been put away a long, long time ago. I did not want to follow this trial because we were going to get the updates whether I was looking for it or not.
Yeah.
So I didn't really like put myself into actually following the trial, but it's just always been there. He could have been put away a very long time ago. All of these people that claim that they saw something then, why didn't they speak up in what year was that? 2006?
Yeah, but see, money talks. 2006, 2007, he was still at the height of his power. He was still valuable to a lot of people. The people around him, the record company. He was a high commodity. He was putting out hit after hit.
So when the money goes, the honeys don't stay.
Well, I mean, how many times have you seen mob people surround mob bosses after the money's gone? You don't usually hear about it. Because at that point, no one cares anymore. You're not doing that thing to make them happy. It goes back to the materialism thing, you know? This is why celebrities don't have real friends.
Mm.
But speaking of, reading this New York Times article, it's called R. Kelly is found guilty of all counts and faces life in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a passage from it. The conviction of R. Kelly on all 9 counts against him came as a significant moment and the Me Too movement for both Black women and the music industry, ushering in a sense that finally justice has been served. Okay, I'm gonna just go ahead and just say that was bullshit. The whole sentence was bullshit. Cause like you said, if it was really about, you know, the Me Too, first of all, the Me Too movement is just as corrupt as any other movement. It wasn't, it was created pure, but then people co-opted that thing and industry got into it, media got into it. And that grassroots Twitter movement that started was co-opted by big business and media interest. And that is a whole nother conversation, but I'm just saying it happens to like all the movements, like every one of them. I don't know if Black women feel like they got justice. I didn't really see a whole lot of people like celebrating this. I don't think we see it as a victory. We're not, Black women are not a monolith either. I don't think they see this as some big victory.
I haven't seen it as a victory. I've seen it as a big ass joke.
It has been a joke.
And a lot of judgment. Like, oh, you guys want to joke about it and share memes and stuff, but what about talking about your dad, your uncles, this person, that person? First of all, people don't just openly talk about their trauma, people.
And also, the reason it's such big business when someone like R. Kelly goes down, it's because it's R. Kelly. How many people do, and this is why victims don't come out, because people like that, because they politicize literally everything. How many of you care about Lil Jane next door or Lil Ashley around the corner? You don't really care about what those people were doing. I'm just saying, like,
I don't want Lil Jane and you got people like in touch.
You got people like us, yeah, and there's a lot of people like us,
but
if it was that easy, yeah, the majority is not like that. Most of Americans is going to be like, well, that ain't none of my business.
Yeah.
But as soon as you get a chance to talk about it on your social media and your little corners and with your friends and stuff, oh, can you believe what old girl uncle did to her? Mm. It happens all the time. You hear it in church circles.
Yeah.
Can you believe what happened to such and such? But did you call? Did you call the police? Did you talk to her parents? Did you say something? You don't. But then you want to judge everybody else.
Lord, anyway, we done came back with the heat in this episode.
I'm gonna wrap this up with R. Kelly a little bit, because it says right here that he is sentenced. He's going to be sentenced May 4th. May the 4th be with you. May 4th at 10 a.m. in 2022.
Okay.
So we're gonna find out how long he actually gets. Like the article said, he's facing life. That's a lot of counts. It's a lot of counts. And I don't know if I want to say he was treated unfairly. I don't think any of that craziness was going on where you can say that. At least I didn't see any. And I know he's not a victim here, but the justice system has to play out the same way for everybody, no matter what the crime.
Across the board. Thank you. That's the only thing. That's the only thing. Actually, I came up on a memory. And about, you remember when like the Me Too movement first started and like Bill Cosby was like the poster for the Me Too whole thing?
Yeah.
And I think he had got like convicted. I think they convicted him. And people had this misconception that we were mad that Bill Cosby was being charged at the time. And we were like, no, we're just mad because there aren't enough people being charged. Everyone else needs to be targeted as well. It shouldn't just not be a Black person thing. And if it is, just, and then why is it only the, why is it, if it is a Black person, it's a Black person with power. Like you said, R. Kelly had a lot of power.
Yes,
when
that
power ran out, that's when they just swooped in.
Yep. The moment he became vulnerable. And that's the thing. Like,
that's why I don't know how to feel about Drake, man.
Right now, Drake got a lot of power. So anything that happens is like, eh. Even though these allegations are crazy, it definitely looks, how old is the girl? Oh, the Millie Bobby Brown thing?
Yeah, she was like 15, 16 or something when they first started texting and stuff.
Like with these things, you have to be careful and you have to walk tight ropes. You if you are innocent, it's really hard to prove otherwise when you look not innocent, you know? And right now, Drake is looking not innocent. Because you're hanging out with young girls, man. You ain't even related to them. It's weird. Oh, also, R. Kelly said the rumor is R. Kelly is about to start snitching on people.
Oh, yeah. That's what that was going to be, what I wanted to say the whole time. I remember. It's just so much going on in the world.
It is a lot going on, especially with this R. Kelly thing, because I kind of A, want this to be true, and B, I want to see what he has to say.
Because exactly.
If he's facing life, we probably won't even know what he's going to say until the sentencing get ready to come up. But if it's looking real light.
And they bet not try to pull no Jerry Epstein on him.
Oh, man, that whole Epstein thing is still going
because we're talking about R. Kelly here.
Yeah.
If he has some real credible stories,
man.
If it's true,
man, I mean, and the man, he can't. I don't think he can write, right? He can't read or write, so it's not like he could just write this stuff down as a record somewhere.
God forgive me for that.
I didn't mean that as a joke. No, because
every time I keep on thinking about him right now, I think about this clip that I saw, and I don't even remember seeing the clip when I first saw the interview, but she said, I hog tied her. I don't even know how to hog tie. How am I hog tie her?
It's not funny. It's not funny. His mannerisms is what's funny.
It's the mannerisms in his energy in that interview. That interview with the lady, what's her name?
Gayle King.
Mm-hmm.
That was wild.
That was a wild interview, and her composure the entire interview.
So
chef's kiss. But yeah, that's why I keep on laughing every time we start talking about R. Kelly again.
Since we're talking about people he might snitch on, who do you think is coming up? Because it could be anybody.
You saw who name I saw?
You saw Jay's?
You know it.
I knew Jay was gonna be at the top
shocked,
of the
list. And but I
was not.
I was shocked. But I wasn't shocked.
So as soon as I saw the headline, I was like, Jay-Z gonna be at the top of the speculation list. Like at the top. They did like 1.5 albums together, and what could have happened in that amount of time? I don't know.
And you know the whole allegations of him and Beyonce too, right?
Oh, you talking about the hitting?
No.
Oh, there's more? There's more allegations than that?
No. And I love Beyonce. Like, I love Beyonce and Jigga Man. So, like, my heart is going to break, but it sucks because I could really see it now as an adult. Then I didn't see it, but now as an adult, it's like, wait a minute.
I don't know. What is it?
They had a relationship before she was 18.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, Dame Dash had been saying some stuff, but I didn't know that. Also, with Dame Dash, they were saying some weird stuff about the whole Aaliyah thing, which is wild too. Which also connects R. Kelly, Dame Dash, and Jay-Z together as well.
There's a lot of speculations going on.
I don't want to be the type of media program to keep speculating on Black trauma or Black rumors or anything like that. But the fact of the matter is these people are all really connected. And if this is true, it is going to be damaging to the hierarchy of hip hop. Because I can only imagine that it's going to be not just those names to come up in any of this. And sorry about that. I live close to a base, so sometimes they be like flying drones and stuff. I'm gonna be devastated, but it's gonna hurt me when you bring up Jay, because that's a huge pillar of hip hop right there, and a lot of my childhood and stuff was Jay-Z was a part of that. But I also understand that once these people become problematic and we have proof, definitive proof that they are, we gotta let them go. It just is what it is, man. For the sake of the next generation, we can't excuse abuse anymore. We can't just let this stuff slide. We gotta squash it out. And if they were abusing people, then they were abusing people. And may the cards fall where they may.
It's just, damn, Chicken Man.
Chicken Man, Chicken Man. That's still my guy, though, right now. Right now, I'm hoping
for not. For now. Because I am definitely a person that likes to live off of some type of proof.
Yeah. But man, think
but
about
like the whole him and Beyonce thing, when I sit there and look back, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, I mean, think about what happened. Let's see. How music will change. If R. Kelly went down, if Jay goes down, dang. And ultimately, I'm gonna go ahead and say most of these mugs that from that era, Diddy,
there's already been real big, listen.
Yeah. Yeah, like the hip hop hierarchy.
Let's just say it like about Diddy, actually, I believe way more than Jigga at this moment because I have way more proof.
Hold on. But I keep saying that they're gonna go down. But really, though, are they? Because we still out here. Dre is doing the Super Bowl. And we know, he was abusing his fam, mm-hmm. his wives. We know this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, I don't know. It's such a weird space to be in right now. Do you have anything else to add before we end this show, girl?
Nah, because I don't mind nobody knocking on the door asking me any questions and telling me
the aluminum lottie is what we're gonna call them.
The private companies and the letter company. I don't want to know.
Speaking of that, can we just start with the whole why is it only black people get blamed for being a part of that?
Yes, secret society, right? Really? The boob.
And also before I end the show, man, you heard about Marilyn Manson though?
No.
So I seen a picture the other day of like they had this old man who favors Marilyn Manson. They were saying it was Marilyn Manson. I was like, nah, that can't be him. So I Googled his name and to see if that was him or not. Because I'm like, I know I've seen that face before. That's not Marilyn. It was somebody else and I knew it. But it was Photoshop. But after I Googled his name, my man's out here. He got some sexual abuse cases going right now, too.
Who, Marilyn Manson?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to see where that goes. Although, he is the easiest target, though. He is the easiest target. Which is, and I'm not saying the victim's not telling the truth, but it is really easy.
Just what he stands on and him as an artist?
Yeah, I don't even think, it's mostly all created on his side of things, though.
Who the hell started that rumor that he removed two of his ribs to suck his own penis?
I don't know, that rumor's so old. And we believe that dumb shit because we've seen his videos and stuff. But before we go, one more.
Why did the whole country know that rumor?
I don't know. That's the weirdest thing ever.
We didn't even have the internet. I mean, we did, but we didn't have social media.
Yeah, it's crazy how rumors spread that fast. Also, before we go, since we're bringing up artists that's not black and we're talking about not perpetuating black shit, white artists also have issues too, like Marilyn that's going through his sexual assault charge and, well, situation. And also, Robin Thicke. So on the video set of Blurred Lines, the model, was she an actress too? Model, actress, whatever. Not to dismiss her. I just can't remember what her occupation was. I know she was a model in the video. Says that a scene, because they were topless. And, she said, the director hit, said action. Robin came and cupped her bare breast with his hands doing the shoot. And then the director was like, cut. Asked him what the hell he was doing, asked her was she okay, and not only did she come out to talk about it, the director corroborated the story. So, Robin, for real, bruh, I don't know what excuse you're gonna have for that, but it's inexcusable, man. Just because a woman has her breast out in the video shoot does not mean you get to touch her without her permission and her knowing. Like, you definitely... You're supposed to ask first. Like, come on, Rob. And I'm a fan. That hurt my feelings, man.
I'm a fan of him too. That just hurt my feelings a little bit. I'll be sitting here watching him on The Masked Singer and all this stuff. That's why he always get the guesses wrong with his raggedy ass.
And Rob be so, you know, and I'm sitting here like, man, Rob didn't do that much. You know, you could have forgave him. No, Paula knew more than we knew. That's why I'll be like, we got to stay out these folks' drama and stuff. Because Paula knew some shit. We just didn't know that shit. Before I go, I am going to preemptively say happy birthday, Dover.
Aw, thank you.
I mean, I know we're pre-recording this, but, you know, by the time, you know, this comes out, it's your birthday. So, and you can tell old buddy that I got to it first. I mean, technically, this hasn't happened yet. I mean, technically, this hasn't happened yet.
He told me happy birthday yesterday, right before.
Damn it. See,
all right. Jacob.
You tell next year, so I'm getting it first.
You're gonna have to tell me happy birthday in September, you know, them first 7 days.
We shooting four episodes in August or
chill.
October.
Chill. That's goals though, on the low. That's goals though, on the low.
Yeah, for real.
But chill, man. Chill.
All right, Space Gang. We definitely got to end this show. Thank you guys for coming. We definitely did miss you. I missed you too, like a whole lot. I wasn't really in the right mind, but also I was like really bored without doing it. So I was like, I really want to put out a show. And like so many ideas, when you're not in the mindset to do things, shit just coming to you. It's so weird. It's so weird. But anyway, do me a favor and head over to www.thebkspaceshow.com where you can get all our blogs, all our audio, all the video, and you can shop at our store. And if you just want to go directly to that store, because I know the new hoodie's about to drop, you know, you can just put www.thebkspaceshow.com/shop. Get you right there to it. Yeah, you know, shots fired, baby. Anyway, it's not even shots fired moment. Anyway, Novocaine, let them know what else they got to do for us.
Head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a rated review so we know which way to go, which way to grow, which way to glow.
All right, you guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you for coming through. Thank you for sitting with us. Please make sure you guys give us those rated reviews. We really need those to move up on those charts so we can do a lot better. And, you know, we appreciate you guys in advance for just being a part of the Space Gang.
Love you guys.
Absolutely. I have been VBK Space here, as always, with my very lovely co-host,
Novocaine. Baby.
Go get warm tea and lemon. And we about to stay Space Gang. We love y'all, man. Y'all be cool.